What's going on, Hornets? Welcome to the second Buzz podcast of the 2023 to 2024 school year. I'm Heaven, and I'm here to give you the buzz of all that's going on. Our boys and girls soccer teams ended their season on top. Most recently, the girls went against Patterson Park Public Charter School in the championship game and won. The boys took on Armistead Gardens in the championship and won. I have eighth grader Grace, who is here on our middle school girls soccer team, here to talk about her experience. Grace, how long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing soccer for 7 years.
What is your favorite part about soccer?
My favorite part about soccer is probably being able to work with the team.
Why do you think you won the championship, and what advice do you have for younger players?
I think the girls' team won the championship because we really pushed ourselves during practices, and advice I have for younger players is, like, have confidence in yourself.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations. Our girls volleyball team has their first game today. Our coaches are Mr. Joyner and Ms. Butcher. We practice every Monday and Tuesday. The games are typically on Thursday and Tuesday. We have about 18 middle school girls on the team, including me. Our cross-country team finished off great. Ashton Lovesellers winning first place multiple times. Gabby and Tessa, both seventh graders, beating personal records, and newcomer fifth grade Kobe had a great performance. Now into club news. Our middle school chess club took third place in the latest citywide tournament, while the elementary team took first. The team continues their practices to prepare for many more upcoming tournaments. Open Doors is sponsoring an LGBTQ History Month poster project for students in grades 6 through 8. You can earn up to 2 service learning hours for completing a poster. See Dojo or the flyer outside of room 309 for more details. These posters are due the Monday after Thanksgiving break. Other service learning projects include Native American Heritage Month posters due November 30th, as well as bookmarks, birthday posters, and much more. Check Class Dojo for more information about these and other opportunities to earn hours for quarter two. And special shout out to Charlotte Wilson for starting HHA first Rubik's Cube Club. The club will meet on Tuesdays once or twice a month in Ms. Lojo's room, with Spencer's dad serving as one of the advisors. SGA is hosting a Spirit Week and holiday sandwich making and fundraiser later this month. Watch for details on Class Dojo, and it's not too late to join these and other clubs. In other news, Dance Committee has been busy planning the second dance of the year, which will be held on December 15th. Girl Scouts will be selling cookies the week we return from Thanksgiving. And finally, January 12th is the deadline for all service learning hours, with quarter two recognition ceremony and incentive trip happening on Thursday, January 25th. The circle question this podcast was, what are something you're grateful for? And we have some responses to read. Madison in fifth grade said, I'm thankful for my house and my family. Erica C., also in fifth grade, said she's thankful for Halloween, family, HHA, having money, and God. Sixth grade Sadie said family and friends. Sixth grader Darwin said life. We also have ones without a name, someone saying they're thankful for friends, another saying they're thankful for their health. The box for circle question answers is outside of room 309. Remember to put your name and grade if you want it read. That brings us to the end of our second podcast of the year. Join me January 12th for the next one. Enjoy your Thanksgiving break and the upcoming holidays, whatever you celebrate. It's Heaven, signing off.